pressure.
Yes, please.
Dean.
Thank you, just a moment.
You can get action around here if you kick him in the ass. This business, you know, these agencies taking 2 or 3 days to get a response to a simple little question like that. Now, they know what the answer is. Hello? Shake him up a little.
Mr. Dean, sir.
Okay. Yeah, unless I get a counter information upon further checking, the answer is no. There have been no formal submissions of FBI material like this ever before. However, been informal.
In other words, what they mean is that they have never formally turned over raw files to a committee. Informally, they have taken the files up and shown them to Jim Eastland.
That's correct.
When he, for example, is conducting a judge. That I understand.
And they have let McClellan and his investigative committee come down and look at, for example, the Valachi case.
That's right. They can look. They can look at files informally.
Apparently, so were in the Harry Dexter White case. Files available at that time. Turning over in this instance.
In other words, Mr. Dean has been very forthcoming in turning over the information of this type to a committee. The committee really shouldn't use it then, should it? It shouldn't put it out.
It shouldn't.
That's the point. I'm getting at is this. I'm going to say that it was always Mr. Hoover's practice never to turn over formally to a committee, because he knew this, and he would only do it on a basis of total security for the purpose of conducting investigations and so forth.
And there has never been a leak.
There's never been a leak of those things before.
That's right.
And it's therefore we think that this should be reevaluated in terms of that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, keep them scared over there.
Yeah.